Chapter 29. At noon, we were stuck in a muddy road about, as nearly as we could figure, 10 kilometers from Udine. The rain had stopped during the forenoon, and three times we had heard planes coming, seen them pass overhead, watched them go far to the left, and heard them bombing on the main high road. We'd worked through a network of secondary roads and had taken many roads that were blind, but had always, by backing up and finding another road, gotten closer to Udine. Now, Imo's car, in backing so that we might get out of a blind road, had gotten into the soft earth at the side, and the wheels, spinning, had dug deeper and deeper until the car rested on its differential. The thing to do now was to dig out in front of the wheels, put in brush so that the chains could grip, and then push until the car was on the road. We were all down on the road around the car. The two sergeants looked at the car and examined the wheels. Then they started off down the road without a word. I went after them. "Come on," I said, "cut some brush." "We have to go," one said. "Get busy," I said, "and cut brush." "We have to go," one said. The other said nothing. They were in a hurry to start. They would not look at me. "I order you to come back to the car and cut brush," I said. The one sergeant turned. "We have to go on. In a little while you will be cut off. You can't order us. You're not our officer." "I order you to cut brush," I said. They turned and started down the road. "Halt," I said. They kept moving down the muddy road, the hedge on either side. "I order you to halt," I called. They went a little faster. I opened up my holster, took the pistol, aimed at the one who had talked the most, and fired. I missed, and they both started to run. I shot three times and dropped one. The other went through the hedge and was out of sight. I fired at him through the hedge as he ran across the field. The pistol clicked empty, and I put in another clip. I saw it was too far to shoot at the second sergeant. He was far across the field, running, his head held low. I commenced to reload the empty clip. Bonello came up.
"Let me go finish him," he said.
I handed him the pistol, and he walked down to where the sergeant of engineers lay face down across the road. Bonello leaned over, put the pistol against the man's head, and pulled the trigger. The pistol did not fire. "You have to cock it," I said. He cocked it and fired twice. He took hold of the sergeant's legs and pulled him to the side of the road so he lay beside the hedge. He came back and handed me the pistol. "This son of a bitch," he said. He looked toward the sergeant.
"You see me shoot him, Tenente."
"We've got to get the brush quickly," I said. "Did I hit the other one at all?"
"I don't think so," Imo said. "He was too far away to hit with a pistol."
"The dirty scum," Piani said.